This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Trains pass through Wisconsin communities each week carrying vast amounts of oil, some towing more than 1 million gallons of volatile Bakken crude. As Danielle Kading reports, state emergency responders are gearing up for a FEMA training exercise this week in La Crosse to identify their ability to respond to and recover from oil spills.
2 decades ago, a broken rail line caused a Burlington Northern train to derail in Superior, spilling nearly 22,000 gallons of benzene, gas, and crude into the nearby Nemadji River. More than 40,000 people were evacuated from their homes. Speaking at their Superior rail yard, BNSF Railway spokeswoman Amy McBeth says much has changed since then.
When it comes to derailment prevention, we're investing in our infrastructure. We have stricter operating procedures when it comes to moving hazmat. We have wayside detectors. We have a lot of efforts that we put in place to prevent an incident on the railroad.
Around 30 to 40 oil trains pass through Wisconsin communities each week, according to documents from several railroads filed with Wisconsin Emergency Management. Those trains typically have 100 rail cars carrying more than 1 million gallons of crude. Railroads have trained around 55,000 first responders since the mid-80s, according to the Association of American Railroads. McBeth says BNSF trained 8,500 along their routes last year to prepare for the worst.
If an incident happens on our railroad, we're responsible for that, and we want to be prepared, and we take very seriously those partnerships with local first responders.
Superior Fire Battalion Chief Scott Gordon says BNSF paid to send 23 of their firefighters to a Colorado training center last year where they got a crash course in crude oil and how it burns. He says it was an eye-opener.
Specialized equipment is needed to put out these fires. Our fire trucks are designed to put out residential fires and foam. It all boils down to the foam. In order to apply the foam, you're talking about tens of thousands of gallons.
Superior has far less than that, around 500 gallons. Wisconsin Emergency Management spokeswoman Lori Getter says they have a cache of foam stored at Camp Douglas so they can move it to other communities if needed. She says 1,100 first responders received hazardous materials training last year.
There's a lot of attention, and it's rightfully so, regarding the Bakken oil. But we have hazardous materials, chemicals transported not only on rail but in our highways every day. And we have to ensure that our first responders are ready for anything.
The goal is not only to be ready but prevent derailments by spotting trouble on the tracks early through inspections. Wisconsin Railroad Commissioner Jeff Blaley says his office could use more than one inspector to cover roughly 3,000 miles of track in the state.
The volume isn't going down, the frequency isn't going down, the amount of rail in the state is only going up. We need to be prepared. We've been very fortunate, knock wood, that we have not had the fiery accidents that other states have, but that's not to say we couldn't.
Amid concerns over increasing oil shipments and derailments, the U.S. Department of Transportation released new railcar standards last month to improve safety. But Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says they don't go far enough. She says communities should be notified when hazardous materials are traveling through their communities.
Our communities are placed at risk while others are profiting. We should be assured that our communities are going to be safe when this oil passes through.
Superior Battalion Chief Scott Gordon says they know a lot more than they did a year ago, but there's still more work to be done. On a scale of 1 to 10, he rates their readiness at a 5. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.